Matt Johnson back with more of the halftime show as the Yellow Jackets and Martin Luther doing battle here in the UMAC tournament semifinals. I'm now joined by senior captain Danny Kearns. And Danny, thanks for joining us for the halftime interview. You've had an interesting career, to say the least, and we'll talk a little bit about that more in a second here. But seems like you guys are in a really good spot right now. 1-7 in a row, six of those by shutout. And you scored 32 goals along the way, so it seems like you guys are finding your game at just the right time of year here.
Yeah, we've definitely got ahead of ourselves right now. We're exactly where we want to be going into playoffs, and we just want to keep the ball rolling, really.
And now we'll talk a little bit more about your journey as a Yellow Jacket. It's been an interesting one.
Yeah.
You came in, played your first two or three years, then took a year off, and now you're back again and being a senior on this team. And it, like I said, it's kind of an interesting arc that you've had in your career. With this last couple of weeks now, kind of bringing it to the culmination of your Yellow Jacket career, just give us a feeling about how you feel like you've kind of grown along with the program here since you've been here.
Yeah, it's definitely made me who I am today, for sure, just as a person outside of soccer, and I mean just on the field. And I think as days go on, I've just grew and grew, and I don't really want it to stop, to be honest. I'm happy where I'm at.
Well, I know that Coach Mooney's been really happy to have you back. Obviously, being named team captain is a nice thing, too, even after taking a year off. It says a lot about your ability to become a leader on this team. And it does seem like the guys kind of feed off of your energy out there, because I know you like to play an intense game. What do you try to do to get the team ready to play each day?
Just make sure we are concentrating on us, because if we do concentrate on us, then I don't think most teams will beat us. I think if we start concentrating on other team, referees and stuff, then that's when we start to go off us, and that's when we start to make mistakes. So if we just avoid the mistakes, then we get the results.
And now turning to this game today against Martin Luther, it's a team you've seen before. It was an interesting game the first time you played them. It took until the 107th minute before you guys finally got the win. Piled up 49 shots in that game, had to go to double overtime, and played on a really, really kind of tough pitch. I know that day down Martin Luther, the field was very, very difficult. It wasn't like another opponent for you guys, really, in that circumstance. But kind of a little bit of a warning shot, I suppose, and this is a team that you guys really can't afford to overlook, is it?
Yeah, we have to show up the way we do every other game. We can't just underestimate this team, because they'll punish us if we don't show up. And I think if we do show up today, yeah, we get the result, but we need to make sure we do.
And what's going to be the biggest key, you think, to you guys taking care of business here today against Martin Luther?
As I said, concentrate on us.
All right, Dan. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the season, and it was a pleasure talking with you.
Of course. Thank you.
That was Yellow Jacket team captain Danny Kearns. I'll be right back with more halftime programming right after this on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.